some breaking news. We've added 30 schools for the fall of 2015. I know there's a lot of logos out there. Yes. We have our first historically black college and university, which is Bennett College in North Carolina.
Say Yes Executive Director David Rust announcing that more colleges have agreed to accept scholarships for Say Yes students. Say Yes has assisted more than 3,000 city school students to attend college for free. Say Yes Buffalo is also providing much-needed support services for students. Family support services are now in all 55 city schools, and that's moving the attendance meter.
For all the families that we worked with this past year, their attendance rose by 4 percentage points. When we started engaging families, average attendance was 83%. By the time we've completed it, moved to 87%.
Rust also noted Say Yes is helping with mental health needs in the schools. Last year, Say Yes added 13 new clinics, and more were added this year.
Which brings us total to 42 clinics out of the 55 public school buildings. You'll see hit the streets in the next 2 months, 2 mobile health units. These are going to be delivering primary health care at our public school buildings. So any school that does not have a health clinic and a child has a primary health care need, we're going to be able to have these units directly in front of the buildings on determined days per week.
I just think you guys are doing a magnificent job.
Thank you.
In every respect, you've gone way beyond, I think, what was originally expected.
Board members like Carl Palladino were pleased with the update. Still, in a recent study, it uncovered a drop in the last several years in the percentage of low-income students enrolling in college. It went from 55.9% in 2008 to 45.5% in 2013. By next month, Rust is promising to deliver scholar data for the classes of 2013 through this year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.